Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, Americans, I would not have wanted Shapley and Ziegler, the two IRS whistleblowers and investigators on Hunter Biden, looking into my tax records. You know what I mean? If I were Hunter Biden, those would be the worst two guys. Why? Because they are awesome. I have to tell you, I see the purpose of the IRS. I don't know how you felt. When I hear IRS, it's like, terrible. When I hear these guys talk about how their job is to make sure people actually pay their fair share, don't get around the system. Look, we understand there are tax laws. We may not like it, but we pay our taxes. I don't know how you are. I pass a kidney stone every time my accountant calls me in. I'm like, Kevin, bring your checkbook. I mean, it's old school talk, but you know, I know what she's saying. You're going to get hit. And so here she is, I mean, the Bidens hiding money, essentially subverting tax law, and you've got these guys that are doing their job. They're going, wait a minute, this is suspicious. And as I said the other day, you could not put a name on this stuff. They should just not. Here's the way it should be done. They should, if you could be done, it obviously can't. But if you couldn't put a name on it and you just presented this information to the committee and you said, okay, here's what unnamed person was doing. What do you want to do on it? How do you want to handle it? Every Democrat that had nothing to say would be, oh, we've got to prosecute him. This is terrible. The things, the allegations of what the Biden family has done is appalling. And you have two 100% credible witnesses. I mean, they beat the Democrats into the ground. Can you imagine what these two would find out about the Democrats who've made millions on the backs of taxpayers? Not just the Biden family. Can you imagine if we put Shapley and Ziegler on Nancy Pelosi? On Maxine Waters? Can you imagine? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We talked a little bit about this congressional hearing yesterday, and I'm hopeful that this continues into next week. But and to be honest with you, I wanted to do a lighter show on Friday, but it turns out it was such a revealing thing. And it isn't so. I mean, the testimony, you probably heard it. We'll play a few clips. But here's some of the things, the observations. I think that's what's important about this stuff, the observations. Okay, I would ask you this. What do you think the average American that's now getting this drip campaign of what Hunter Biden did, what do you think they think about Hunter Biden, the Bidens, the DOJ, and everybody who's part of a massive cover-up? I want you to understand the irony of this. The Democrats are continuing to cover up a massive crime by the Biden family, and they want you to just look the other way. What are you doing? Why are you making a big deal about it? Let me tell you, the Bidens are all guilty. The Democrats are still protecting them, particularly Joe Biden. And here's what's interesting. They want to make it look like tax evasion is no big deal. So, in fact, one of them, Raskin's, or one of the Democrats says, well, Donald Trump evaded taxes. You know, look what it took us a long time to get his taxes. I'll play that clip. I was literally blown away that this guy would go, well, Trump did it, and when he finishes, Trump didn't do it. It took us a long time to get his taxes. Okay, you got his taxes, and what did you find? Did you find tax evasion? No. Did you find hidden money, hidden accounts, 20 different LLCs moving money around? Huh? Was he paying his grandbabies? Did he not have a product, by the way? They completely ignore This is one of the ironies. The Democrats completely ignore the obvious crimes about the Bidens. I mean, as I say, take the names off of this and say, okay, here's a person that pays prostitutes. You know what? Let's just put, there's a clip of the whistleblower of Ziegler, and he essentially says, here's what the Bidens did. What Hunter Biden did.
Do you solemnly swear our first...
Special Agent Joseph Ziegler is a 13-year veteran of the IRS, a registered Democrat, and until now, a confidential whistleblower.
I do.
On Wednesday, he publicly testified about his role investigating the president's son, Hunter, for tax crimes.
I'm the main case agent. I worked 95% of this tax investigation. So nice to meet you.
In an exclusive interview with CBS News, Ziegler told us he believed the evidence he gathered during the five-year probe supported multiple felony and misdemeanor counts, including allegations Hunter Biden wrote off personal expenses as business payments.
Hotels he was blacklisted from, payments that were made to escorts, payments that are made to no-show employees.
Welcome back, folks. I don't know about you, but I can tell you this. If you try to write off prostitutes, lavish hotels, lavish meals, as you'll learn if you've been following this whole whistleblower thing, Hunter Biden used his corporation to live his life lavishly. Now, by the way, this is what leftists complain about with capitalists. They say, oh, these people are doing all these terrible things. They write off everything and then they don't show any money. Well, that is one of the perks of having a business is you can write things off. But there are rules that make sure that you're not just taking advantage of the public. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, having your home office and writing off part of your house versus hiring prostitutes and no-show employees and then employees that are there for your own personal pleasure and a host flying them to D.C. so that you can have sex with them and then fly them back to L.A., that's not part of the perks of business. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. We are going to dive into this a little bit because the Democrats claim that there is no dual system of justice and are saying it all the time just means that it's just a conspiracy. I'll ask you, do you think you could get away with, if you run a company or if you are part of a company, do you think that you or the CEO or the management team of your company could get away with what Hunter Biden has gotten away with? I'll tell you this, I don't know anybody that could do what Hunter Biden did, not fall under the scrutiny of the IRS, and not be sent to prison for multiple years. I don't know anybody who could forego that. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Life, she's good.
Like Nacho Libre.
I like, it is good.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to... I love being on the right side of things. I mentioned this earlier. The right side of issues. The right side of doing the right thing. Doesn't it feel good? Honestly, I mean, think about it. You can, if you get over on somebody, maybe it feels good that you tricked them or whatever. I remember when I was a kid, it was kind of cool at a point, but there comes a point where you feel empathy. You're like, oh, you know, that was a bad deal. I ripped off this person. It's like when I watch American Pickers, and these guys will go into a place where the parent has died, and the kids are selling off all the dad's perceived junk, which these guys call rusty gold. And they'll pick up a piece, and they'll say, oh, wow, they're really excited about it. And the kids are like, I don't even know what it is. And they'll go, well, the pickers will go, well, how much will you take for this? And the people will go, $50. And the guys will go, nah, you need about $250 for this. And they go, what? They go, yeah, yeah, this will retail for around $400 to $500. If you leave us some room, you know, we can make money on it. But yeah, not $50, $250. And they raise the price. And you know what's interesting about that show? It's a show about Americana. It's a show about how people go and they want to preserve the beauty and the culture of America. And what I love about it, and it happens quite often on the show, is they say, we're not going to take advantage of you. We're not going to rip you off. We wouldn't feel good about it. Leave us some room, we'll leave you some room. These people don't know what they have. And these guys will call experts when they say, you've way undervalued it. And they will get people on the phone to tell you that. That is the American way. That is the conservative American way. That's not the leftist way. If you tell a leftist a price on something, they will take it, they will run, they'll go sell it at an auction and make $1 million and forget you ever existed. That's what they do. So I love getting up every morning knowing that as I prepare for this journey that God has put before me, I face it knowing that I love all people. I don't want to rip anybody off. What I want is what's best for them. And truly want the what's for the greater good. And we hear that term often, but the left, they use it. It's a weapon for them. It's like the use of the military or the use of law enforcement. They use them and abuse them, use them and abuse them. But, and you know, it's a, you know, battered woman treatment as to how they treat citizens of this country, particularly those that give the most. They're just fodder. They're waiting for the next thing so they can accuse. They act like they love the military until they hate the military. They act like they love law enforcement until they hate law enforcement. And look, don't misunderstand me. Everyone, there's not a thing that we do. Capitalists, doctors, lawyers, whatever. There's crooked in all of it. But the majority of it is good. And there's no better country to look for the good in any occupation, in anything, than this one right here. One that God has personally touched. Here's the thing I think about most of us. We don't crave money. We don't crave power. We understand you need it at times. You need money. There are times you need power, whether it's physical power or the ability to go in somewhere and make something happen. But you don't crave it. It isn't something you covet. It isn't something I can't wait like my precious. No. You understand it and you wield it judiciously. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I just want to do enough to make my place in the universe significant. My little spot. And, you know, some of my friends say, ooh, I'm with a celebrity. Some guy said it to me the other day, and every time they say it, I can't help but crack up a little bit. I kind of chuckle. And, you know, look, I'll agree that it is interesting to have somebody who's done the types of things in their lives that I've done. But I will be honest with you. I have friends that their lives are much more rich than mine. I don't mean financially. I mean, they do all kinds of things. I talked to a friend of mine the other day. He was supposed to speak at my event. He was going to do the CEO forum. And he says, oh, Kev, hey, I'm going to be in Italy through mid-October. So then he wasn't rubbing it in, but he was like, hey, check this out. He sends me pictures of the chalet, the yacht they're renting, and, you know, a picture of the two of them. And I'm going to go, you know, great looking couple. And I mean, the guy's worth millions of dollars. And here's what's funny, what's interesting. This is a guy that could not wait to get out of high school. He barely graduated with a C average. He went into the paving business, and he's a mogul. He owns 50 companies, at least. Knows every CEO on the planet, ran for governor. Is a trophy girlfriend, I mean in every respect. She's a former tennis star. And I could go on. Trust me, and he's a true God-fearing guy. You know, lost his first wife to brain cancer. So I've watched this guy over the years, and he's a great guy. You know, he helps people all the time. Charitable, this, that, and the other. I mean, I don't hold a candle to him. And most people wouldn't, I mean, he doesn't go through airports and people recognize him. Like, hey, he doesn't, you know, he could come to where I'm going to do this event and nobody thinks he's a big deal. He's a big deal. Certainly is to me. So, all I'm getting at is, what we do is righteous. And that's what makes my job easier, because when I see something wrong, I simply want it corrected. I see tragedy. I recognize it for what it is. I don't try to find an angle for it. And I'm going to get more into that in just a bit with something that happened, obviously, a tragic incident in Hawaii where the town of Lahaina is burned to the ground. And I saw a report where they said they found people huddled. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, the fire hit and the family just huddled together because there was nowhere to go. So they hugged each other and burned to death. God, you know, I don't know how that makes you feel, but to me, that's just, you know what? There's a joy that comes from knowing that they were so close that even as that fire, started to engulf them, and I can only imagine what they felt, the heat of it, because I've certainly been close enough to fire to know it's not something I'd want to be a part of. It's a terrible way to die. But the family was together, and they just said, this is our time, and they huddled together. Wow. And there are people out there going, okay, now let's figure out how we can take over the town of Lahaina. Let's, implement 15-minute cities now. Let's take over all these islanders' land. That's what I'm hearing is happening. Anyway, I don't try to look for profit and stuff. I see the tragedy of it, but I also see the good in it, like what I just described, the family going together. It's happened before. It'll happen again. And it's a tragedy beyond belief, and I wouldn't want to go through it. But if that moment came, I mean, I would hope that I could embrace it the way this story I read about this one, maybe multiple families, but I know at least one of them died together. What about Target? You guys heard 120% theft. They said theft is up 120%. You know what else is up 120%? If theft is up 120%, the prices of your goods and services. You can thank leftists for that. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage in Milwaukee tonight. Candidates including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be there. Former President Trump has decided to skip the debate. The first mugshot from the 2020 election interference case in Georgia being released. Mugshots of Trump co-defendants John Eastman and Scott Hall released yesterday after both surrendered to police earlier in the day. The Biden administration announcing a new income-based student loan repayment plan called SAVE. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says it was evil for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to bust migrants to the city while it was dealing with Tropical Storm Hillary. That bus with over three dozen migrants showed up in town on Monday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tragedy. It's going to keep on happening, no matter what. And it's a thing that makes us all remember our place on this planet. I mean, if all we got was good, we wouldn't understand it. But I will tell you, when Melissa told me about Hawaii burning, my heart went out to the islanders immediately. Having been to Hawaii many times, and specifically Maui, the most recent visit was we took my father-in-law, who has since passed, but it was a bucket list item for him to get to Hawaii. You know, he's one of these old school dudes that if you could ever get to Hawaii, man, you've kind of made it. And I remember he's running around on his little, we rented one of these motorized wheelchairs that he could get around with. He's got his little oxygen tank thing with him, and he looks like death eating the cracker. He was in bad shape, but you know, I think he lived another 2 years after that, but you know, he was definitely on the decline. But he's going through Hawaii, and I remember we're eating a hamburger, and he goes, "No, I'll pay for it and which is unusual, because he was real tight with his money. So he's like, "No, I'll pay for it so we get the bill, and he's like, "Holy crap." You know, like, what? Yeah, you know, because he's, you know, stuck in the time frame of his youth. And he can't believe the price. It was like burgers or fish and chips kind of thing. And I think there was four of us. And he was shocked. I think the bill was probably $100. And he was like, "What?" And by the way, it was shocking. But he was in, you know, like, "I'm going to do it." And I remember him saying to me, like, "You know, I've saved all my life," and he did really well for himself to be a blue-collar guy. This guy died worth, you know, well over $1 million, which today isn't much, but I mean, for him, it was like, whoa, you know. Anyway, he died, but before he died, he said that he was like, "Yeah," he goes, "I never would have thought that I could, you know, I would be buying a meal like this, or I would be going to a place like this." It was like a big deal to him. And so that's the last memory that we have of the island of Maui. Now, we stayed in Kaanapali with him. We rented a house. Got all, and everything's on the cheap. We do everything on the cheap. We have to. But that's our memory. And I've been there other times. Lahaina, The first time I went to Hawaii, I stayed in Kihei. It was in Maui. I stayed in Kihei, which is an older town than Lahaina. Lahaina was like, ooh, the rich place. And one of my buddies, actually an acquaintance, a Canadian, owned the building where we stayed. And we stayed in a three-bedroom, apartment for $70 a night, which is essentially, I mean, that was a steal. And went with a couple of friends of mine. Gary and Donna and somebody else, forget who. But anyway, we enjoyed the island, had a great time. So those are my memories. And I remember driving through Lahaina and going, ooh, this is kind of ritzy. And Kaanapali was way out of reach. It was like, ooh, you know, that's where you went to go watch the whales and all that. Anyway, enough about my reminiscing about it. But the whole thing is, now it's gone and people are beginning to wonder, what is this? Is there a sinister motive around burning down Lahaina? There was, I don't know the details, but there supposedly was like a restriction where the government couldn't come in to do certain things because of the way it was deeded to the islanders, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know all the details. But the more I look into it, the more I wonder, did the government do something sinister in Hawaii? Now, this type of thought would have never entered my brain. I would only be focused on the tragedy of it and the family I described that died together and the many others. And I mentioned in another broadcast, I heard people were leaving their cars and running and jumping into the ocean. And I have been up that road many times. I saw the spot and went, I know exactly where they are. And let me tell you, that's not a beach area. That's not one of these gradual areas into the ocean. You jump into the ocean there, you're in deep water. You know, it's not a gradual beach. So I can only imagine families grabbing their kids and things like this, no life jackets or whatever, and having to jump into the water. And I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but these cars are like skeletons littered along the road of the Pacific Coast Highway there. So I can only imagine what they were going through and what would make you say, I got to get out of my... And lucky for them, there was an ocean there because there was no way to go in the other direction. And the irony, this is really bizarre. The irony of the fires there was the last time I was there, that I mentioned with my father-in-law, my family and I were there, there was a fire. And it burned all the way up to the road, and we could still see the embers burning. There had been a fire already. That's a couple years ago, maybe a little longer, I don't remember. But really, I will never forget it. I remember thinking, wow. And there was a place where it jumped across the road, and I remember going, well, it's going to end there because there's the ocean, but we could still drive there. And I remember them telling us there's a delay because we'd gone to, I believe, Lahaina for something. I went to golf with a friend of mine, and Melissa went to do something, and they told us on the way back it's going to be a longer trip because the traffic was slower. And that was it. There were fires. You can look it up. So I'm thinking about all this tragedy, but I'm also thinking about seeing these reports about how now the government could take over the land because it's now considered a disaster area and they can come in and snatch it. And I'll tell you, wouldn't surprise me at all. Would not surprise me at all. As an aside, I heard that the Biden administration is going to sell the steel that Trump had bought to use to build the wall. He's going to sell that now. What? To give the Ukraine? You know, who knows what these people are willing to do. We're going to get more into the Bidens here in a bit, but I want to talk about this because of what Joe Biden said. Listen to this absolute clown in Hawaii. He's got a lei around his neck, and he's talking to the Hawaiian Islanders. I want you to listen to Joe Biden. This is quintessential Joe Biden, and I'll tell you why after you listen to this.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond. and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters, the way they responded. You know, there's an old expression. I grew up right across the street from a fire hall in Claymont, Delaware. And the expression...
What a moronic statement. Unbelievable. I don't want to compare difficulties. By the way, if you see him, as I told you, he's aging in dog years, and it's only going to get worse because he's under some fire. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. But he says, I have a little sense of what's happening here. 15 years ago, listen, I'm going to tell you why my spidey sense goes off, and it's just called common sense, but, you know, let's call it what it is today. Very uncommon. He says, I was in D.C., doing Meet the Press. He says, lightning struck, it hit a wire, and then the fire went into the AC duct. He says, I almost lost my wife and my Corvette and my cat. And then, all kidding aside, so he's joking about this, and he goes on to say, I watched the firefighters. And then he pivots because he realizes that he couldn't have watched firefighters if he was in D.C. during Meet the Press. So what does he do? He then pivots to a childhood memory. I grew up across from a fire hall in Delaware. It's all lies. It's all lies. It's unprovable for the most part. So somebody wrote the story. I don't know who his speechwriter is, but he writes a stupid story and he puts in a joke about I almost lost my house, my wife, my precious Corvette, and my cat. And it's meant to deflect. It's pathetic. This is a person that is supposed to understand tragedy. And what does Joe Biden do? He makes it about himself. Tragedy. It's about him. Let me tell you something. As I said, been to Hawaii, done it, went like every other tourist. I went deep sea fishing and all the other stuff. You tell me the fires hit, I'm remembering things that I saw, but I don't. This isn't about me. This is about what these people went through, the horrors that they faced, and the expectation that they probably have that their government is going to help them. And this clown's joking about his Corvette and his cat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got asked this question on another radio show, a friend of mine's show that I do every week. And he asked me, What do you think about Trump skipping the debates? And I was completely unprepared for the question. I mean, it's a very extemporaneous show. You know, he doesn't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what he's going to talk about. I had been out of the news cycle for a bit, and maybe I wasn't. I can't remember the details, but I wasn't, like, I'd been somewhere speaking or whatever, so I wasn't as tuned in. I didn't know that there was even a possibility that Trump was going to skip the debate. What he asked me was on the spot, and I told him, you know, I don't know. I said, I know Trump doesn't have to debate, but would I go? Probably, just to show that, you know, I'm not afraid. I don't think it would even be a matter of is it fearful. I would just show the contrast. You know, I mean, for me, if I'm Trump, I would look at these guys and go, what have you done? DeSantis, well, look at what I did for Florida. Yeah, but look how you flubbed it when you got asked the question about this for overseas. Look how you flubbed this. You think you're really prepared for this? Look, I was a much more seasoned professional going into the presidency than you were. I knew how to run. I was working in multinational stuff when you were begging me to help you get elected. So you might know politics, but you don't know politics at the level. I mean, I would easily deflect on anything these guys would say. And now Trump's got a different debating style than I do. I debate every day. You want to know how I debate every day? Because when I come on this radio show, I have to be prepared, as I always tell you guys. When I'm going to give you an opinion, I go to the opposite side of it. And I ask myself, what would I say if I were going to debate me on this? That's how I prep the show. That's how I prepared for media when I was on Fox. You name it. I always go to the opposite side. And I ask myself, what would I say? How would I defend it? Easy thing to do then, right? So, long story short, he asked me. I said, I don't really have an answer. There's pros, there's cons. But in the end, either decision's probably going to be okay. Well, now it's a reality. Trump isn't going to debate. And if they were talking about who's going to watch the debate, I say most Republicans are not going to watch the debate. Most Trump supporters are not going to watch it because there's one thing that Trump has over all these other guys when it comes to the presidency. You don't have to evaluate him. You've got his record. Now, here's my broken record on Trump's record. Outside of COVID, I can't think of a better president. I honestly can't. I can't think of one, foreign, domestic. Now, I should say this too. Outside of COVID, and I wish he would have reined in spending more, but COVID really kicked it over the edge. And falling for that could almost have been a mortal sin to me, except how well he did in so many other areas. How well he did in the Supreme Court. How well he's done in the district, in the federal courts, in the district courts, and essentially redoing the judiciary. Amazing. And had he not been cheated, think about this, Ketanji Brown Jackson, whatever her name is, she wouldn't be in there. We would be at an 7-2 instead of 6-3, which is really 5-4, let's be honest. So there's that. There's Jerusalem. And the relationship, I went through some of this the other day. I don't need to go through all of it, but some of it we do. The healing of the Koreas, the backing down of Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un, the one who replaced his daddy, Kim Jong-il, who, as one of my friends joked, is now Kim Jong-dead. But that's another point. So the point is, to all of this, is that you'll look at Trump item by item, what he did, and it's practically rock star status. It's Mount Rushmore until the plot against him began, and it started with COVID. And I want you to understand that he was doing all this, fighting the entire time. He was doing all this stuff. And fighting the Democrats, fighting the Rhino Republicans. One of the things that I heard DeSantis say was a clip. He says, you know, people accuse me of being a Rhino, and then he goes on and he defends it. You know, it's funny. Why would you say that? If it didn't bother you, if you aren't that, I wouldn't even address it. I would say, let me just say this. I will put my record of Republicanism up against anybody. And here's what I've done. But when you call out, people call me a Rhino. Maybe it's a little sensitive because it's guilty dog barking. I don't know. There are some DeSantis supporters out there. Fine. I don't care. If DeSantis wins, I'll vote for him. I'm telling you right now, I'd vote for him. I don't want these other people in there. But who deserves it? No question, Donald Trump. Now back to the debate. So people are going, should he debate? Should he not debate? Here's what a guy, his name is Rhines, he was on with Jen Psaki, and here's what he had to say about the debate.
So if you're Chris Christie, we kind of know what his strategy is going to be, which is to bring up Trump as much as possible. Yeah. Asa Hutchinson will attack Trump. If you're these other candidates, I mean, I assume you're going to advise them to attack Trump and draw the contrast. What else can they do to kind of have a moment at this debate?
Well, first off, it sounds defeatist and not very ambitious, but these guys have to get ready to just be there. These are people that have a lot of cobwebs. I mean, DeSantis debated a year ago in his re-election. Pence did 3 years ago. Chris Christie hasn't debated in 7 years. Mm-hmm. Nikki Haley in 8 years. This is a perishable skill if you don't keep at it. So you have to, and this is weird. It's the first time. It's going to be a lot of feeling around. And they also are struggling to find their own message on the campaign trail. Ideally, a debate is yet another opportunity with a much larger audience to continue the consistency of what you're saying. So there's going to be a lot going on. It's almost like preseason football where it's kind of ugly.
It's a little rough.
It's the first time people are, you know, making contact. And, you know, they're all going to try to have their Trump moment. And the problem is that I can tell you right now, Donald Trump's going to win whether he shows up or not. And on Thursday, any channel you turn on is going to show a reel of what each candidate said about Trump. And then maybe if they're lucky, another interaction that maybe Nikki Haley had with the vice president, former Vice President Pence.
So the guy said some things that really intrigued me. He says it sounds defeatist, but their debate skills are weak. Possibly. I agree that there's nobody that's going to be stronger in a debate than Donald Trump. He fights every single day. When you're part of the establishment like many of these people are, you don't get it. So they'll try to cherry pick. Oh, I'm moderate in this. I'm slightly right of center. I'm not like Trump. I'm not going to be bombastic, etc. In a time when people want people to be bombastic. Here's the biggest thing that he said, though, that got me. He says they're struggling to find their messages. And that's a fact. They have to struggle to find their messages because their message has to still line up with what Donald Trump has done. Think about it. How are you going to debate a guy who was for lowering corporate taxes, who spurred the economy, who drove the stock market up, 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 and even when they knocked it down, knocked him down, he recovered and drove it up again. Crime was down. He was starting to get a hold. I can only imagine what things would be. And I asked this question, what if the nation got behind Trump and said, you know what, we're going to stop this petty bickering. We're going to get behind the guy in charge. Let's face it, we tried it with Obama. Many rhino Republicans, many people tried to get along with Obama. First black guy, he's going to bring unity to America. Everybody was, you know, praying the affirmative action president would make it happen. I pretty much anointed him baby black Jesus because of the way people talked about him. And so here's the guy that had every opportunity to do it, and he blows it. Donald Trump does it. They accused Donald Trump of separating the race, of bringing divisiveness to the White House when Barack Obama had already done it. Donald Trump didn't bring any divisiveness. The dude was like, let's unite. He had blacks, and I mean, he had every possible thing you can imagine in his cabinet around him, and they were still calling him a racist, still calling him a misogynist, still calling him a sexist, and all these other things. It was insane to watch. And so this guy's gay. He's saying, what's your message, Nikki Haley? What's your message? Is it America first? Is it make America great again? Do you like what Joe Biden's doing? What are you going to say that differs you, that shows a differentiator? And here's the biggest deal. The biggest deal is, if you don't believe there was election cheating, if you don't believe that the J6 was a Democrat farce, you cannot get through the primary. Those are two of the biggest issues when I go around, travel around, for most of the Americans and certainly those that support Trump. If you can't get past that litmus test, you cannot. You can't get our vote. So either the Republicans are trying to throw it, or they're going to have to get behind Trump. Those are their two choices. Trump has no need to abandon the Republican Party because he is it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.